Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Take my yoke upon you, says the Lord, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Alléluia. Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for though you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, and learn from me. That means to say, whatever burden we have, whatever cross we have, is that the same cross as Christ? The yoke is Christ. We say we are heavy, but that's the same weight that Jesus had carried for us already. Jesus just wants to share his burden for us, share his burden with us, so that we, together with him, we offer our offering for the salvation of the world. We are united with the Lord. So thank Jesus that invited we become Christians, that we are called to follow him. We are no other but him. He lives in us. He through us today to carry the cross for the sake of offering our life for the conversion of sinners. This is the only purpose. Jesus loves each one of us. Jesus loves us so that he invites us to share this ministry of helping others. Firstly, by offering your life for the sake of the others. Jesus knows each one of us. He knows what is best for us. He's inviting us. We are called to follow him. So the Sacred Heart means his heart of love. He wants to imprint his heart into our heart. And also he wants that we live in his heart. That's the desire of Jesus, expressed through the Blessed Sacrament. When we receive him, receive his blood and body, receive his spirit, we are one with him. So we thank the Lord that we share the same life and we offer our life not only for ourselves but for the people they need this grace. We thank Jesus. His heart be imprinted in our heart, that always we live in his heart. So no matter what we do, we are doing the will of the Father, the own will, the secret heart of Jesus.